is Lord Chaitanya entering Vrindavan and the ecstasies he felt. Vana degi bari yadi prabhu ramana haila seita brahmani prabhu sangite laila. Mahaprabhu has arrived on Kartik Purnima. In the morning, he went to Mathura. In the evening, arrived at Keshigat here. This 1 month from this Kartik. This one month from this Purnima and Kartik. So he, when he was in Mathura, he met one Brahmana there, Sanodiya Brahmana. It just says a Sanodiya Brahmana, some type of caste. And he was very Rasik Vaishnava and Brijvasi Brahman. So he knew all the tattvas of Braj and all the Leelas. And he was familiar with the whole Leela topography of Braj Mandal. So he escorted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his servant at that time was Balabhadra Bhattacharya. So he wanted to see the forest of Vrindavan, as any devotee would. Any devotee wants to see the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And hopefully everyone has seen them, or at least for a day or a few hours, touched Bandiravan, Bajravan, Bailvan, Lohavan, Gokilavan, places of sweet memories and sweet leelas to remember always. So he wanted to see his mind, he had Prabhu Raman, Van Dikibari. He wanted to see the Van. This is the heart of the devotee. He wants to see the Van. He doesn't want to see cities of this world. Like sometimes people say, oh, I want to see Morocco. I want to see Taipei or something like that. China. People say, you meet your relatives. They say, I want to see Hong Kong, this, that. Devotee wants to see the Kunjavans of Vrindavan, Leelavans. No other icha. If we want to see something, we want to see devotees. We want to see the Lord and his Leela stalis. So he went on Sangha. He didn't go alone, he went in Sangha. Brahmane Prabhu Sangha Laila. He took along that same Brahman. Hey, you know the places. We see through Sangha. So Mahaprabhu says, Dekhi Bhadi. Gauranga can't see Vrindavan? Radharani can't see the bonds of Vrindavan? She's Radharani. But even Radharani say, oh, I can't go alone. I'm afraid of the forest. Not I'm afraid of the forest. That Mahaprabhu is thinking, what can I see? I have to see through the eyes of Vrijvasi. So he's teaching an example. Gauranga is relishing the Mahabhav. But he's also teaching simultaneously. So he's, by his example, he's going on a Leela, Yatra. Vrindavan Yatra, Vrindavan Gamanam. But he said, okay, I go alone. I know these Leela places very well. Who knows better than me? I know everything that Krishna feels in these Leela stalis, I will feel when I go there. And everything Radha feels, I will also feel. So who do I need? I don't need anybody. Chalo. But his servant is there, Balabhadra. Then he said, oh, Brahman. Because this is the standard behavior. Time immemorial, for thousands of years, if any yatri goes to a tirth, then he takes a tirth guru. Yatra, if he goes on a pilgrimage to a holy place, then he takes a guide, to make it English. He takes a local Brahmin to be his guide and to show him. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is coming to Vrindavan. And he's thinking, oh, I have to go in Sangha. Brahmane Prabhu Sangha. So he went, the Brahmin, the sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the Brahman because he's Tirth Guru, Sanodiya Brahmana. He says, you know Vrindavan, you're a Brijvasi, you show me. So this is, even when you come to Vrindavan as a yatri from a distant place, they have Braj Darshan bus tours. Because not everyone's connected with ISKCON or this or that. So they come to Vrindavan, they go to the bus stand. They say, do you have any buses going around Vrindavan? Yeah, we have Braj Darshan. Has anyone ever been on that bus? It's really fun, actually. Sometime we go to Vrindavan, we'll get on that bus. Everybody. You keep it in your mind. You remind me. There's many things I've done in 25 years I forget. So you're just now coming. And the bus driver is the Tirth Guru. He may be Shudra by caste or whatever, but he's Brijvasi. He's Tirth Guru. And he knows. And the bus driver, he drives you to the place. He says, okay, here we'll be for an hour. Then he gets off the bus and starts telling the Leelas and singing some Brajavasa songs. This is the bus driver. So this is Sangha. Even if you come to Vrindavan from South India, you should go with the bus driver. Bus driver Sangha. Laila, bus driver Sangha Laila. Take the bus driver and see Braj. Braj Darshan. It's called Braj Darshan bus tour. 55 rupees. You go to Gokul, you go to Vrindavan, you go to Barsana, Nandagram, Govardhan. All the major places. He leaves at 6 a.m. and you get back about 4. Long time. They stop someplace, hotel, everybody eats this, that. So he wanted to, he took this Brahmana with him. Madhuvana Tala Tamud Bahulavana Gila Tahan 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 Snana Kari Prema Vishtahaila. It's so much tattva, so much teaching in Gaur Leela about everything, about Vaishnava tattva, Sadachar, how to behave in the holy Dham, how to behave with Vaishnavas, how to relate to the deity when one goes in a temple and sees the deity, what prayers, what kirtan and pranam and rolling on the ground, and every wherever Lord Gauranga goes, there's so much external, internal teachings and leela. And he's the ideal teacher and the ideal rasik. Rasaraj Mahabhav. Rasaraj Mahabhav Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So this is our Lord. The Lord of Tattva, the Lord of Leela. And we're following, trying to, somehow or other, in his footsteps, although they're big. His footsteps are big. His feet, you see that impression of his feet is there in different temples they have, I think in Radhadamodar. There's some place in by the Guru Stamba where he stood, and then the stones melted in ecstasy, or feeling his ecstasy. Because wherever the Lord goes, everything becomes consciousness. So the stones are also consciousness. So those feet are wandering in this Vrindavan. So he's going from forest to forest. As the verse is saying, you could hear, you recognize Madhavan, Talavan, Kamudavan, Bahulavan. And Tahantan, wherever he went, here and there he went, what did he do? He was in love. Prema Vishta, Prema Vesh. She had entered deeply into the love. Because every stan is a loving stan, Prem stan. So if you go to Talavan, there's so many leelas in Talavan. Then you enter the Prem Leelas, and you run in those oceans and rivers of Prem and go enter deeply into those Leelas. So the Brahmin's telling the Leela Kata, because his heart is pure, then he's diving in that Leela Kata, Samudra, that ocean of Leela Kata, and he's swimming according to the depth of his heart, going deeper and deeper and deeper, and relishing more and more and more. Than. So that's his internal experience of his Tirthayatra Vrindavan, of these various forests. But what do we learn? What is it, like the Adi Atmika, Adi Daivika? What's the teaching for us? Well, it says that Tahan Tahan, here and there, wherever he went, internally he was in his own Mahabhav, and we can't approach that. But it's, we understand Prema Vishta. That says that one word, Prema Vesh, Prema Vishta, then as far as we can understand, we can go with that one word. But now externally, at least teaching for us is sadhakas, then we can see that he's snankari. Every single forest after forest, he bathed in a specific holy place with great ecstatic love. He bathed in every single holy place, in every holy lake, every holy river, every holy sarovara. He can say, I just bathed in Bahuvan, I don't want my hair, there's no hair. He's sannyasi, my shika, no shika either, so you can't say your shika's wet. So you can't say, my hair is wet, this, I just bathed, it's cold. It's cold, it's Kartik. It's November. We say, it's too cold, I don't want to bathe, you know. I bathed once, that's enough. I know one godbrother, he was suffering from some Vaishnava parad, some serious Vaishnava parad. And he never so much came to Vrindavan. So one time he came to the ashram in his gamsha and a t-shirt. It was soaking wet and blissful. Wet and blissful. And I had never seen this particular person so blissful, because they were usually bouncing between different apparats and they usually cause non-blissful appearance on the face. So then he was bubbling with enthusiasm. He said, Maharaj, I'm doing Govardhan Parikrama. And I'm bathing in every single, I have this book and all these Parikrama books. I'm bathing in every single river, lake. I just bathed in Litakund and Radhakund and Shamakund. And I this, that, and every kund, and Uddhava kund. He's just going around bathing everywhere. And I didn't ask any internal reasons why. And he said, it's so wonderful. I'm going to Kilola kund and this kund and Gauri kund and, you know, go 3 kilometers that way off of Govardhan Parikrama to Shamdak. There's so many places. Chandra Sarovar, if you go by Dangati and go another few kilometers, there's Chandra Sarovar and then come back again to the Parikrama Marg from the backside. And Danivartan kund, every single kund. And he said, it's wonderful. And I feel so purified. So, and then another devotee came once, and he said, because somewhere it's told that if you want to get free from Vaishnava Parad, perfectly or completely or whatever, should bathe in Sankarshan Kund. Sankarshan Kund is Balaram, of course, Balaram Sankarshan, and that's in after Anior, at the tip of Anior, on your right hand side, you see, before you get to Govinda Kund. I know one devotee that came back for nice. You must do this. You must do this. Was that you? No. Somebody. There's two things, two benedictions you get. If you bathe in Sankarshan Kun, you get totally, you lose all attachment to material life. That's dangerous. Be careful. And you get free from all your offenses. So that's an interesting point because they're connected. Because of attachment to material life, we can't practice spiritual life. And when we try to practice spiritual life, we make offenses. So we take a bath in Sankarshan Kund, we get completely detached from material life, and then all our, whatever offenses we had made up to that point, they're annulled and removed. So he's teaching, what is he teaching us here? That we should bathe in every single holy place. This is 500 years ago, about almost around the same time, 60 years later, Narayana Bhatta Goswami, almost the same time, who was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, I believe, Narayana Bhatta. But then somehow he was a Gaudiya and somehow became a little like a Nimbark type. But he wrote a very important book, Braj Bhakti Vilas, I believe. Braj Bhakti Vilas, it's not in English, but I just heard people tell me about it. It's in Hindi and also maybe Sanskrit. And there it's a whole description of how to do parikrama. Go to this far, this month in Bajra Mas, which is Krishna's birthday month, you tour, that's when you're supposed to do Brajmandal parikrama, according to Skanda Puran, Padma Puran, etc. And most people do. But in there he says that one should be enthusiastic to bathe in every single sarovar and lake and river without hesitation. Whereas it's easier in Bajra Mas. It's so hot. But in Kartik, in the middle of November. But this is Lord Chaitanya's teaching us this. So when we get hesitant to bathe, some nice things we can do. So I've suggested some very nice things. Braj Darshan bus tour. And it's really fun, especially if you have a Hindi friend or something, go and then you can get all translation, whatever. And then going around, that would be a wet yatra. No, this is a dry yatra, the bus yatra. Of course, you can bathe also, but this other one is completely wet yatra. Bathing every single place. Pate gabi ghatak chari prabhure dekhiya prabhuke bhidhaya asi hunkara kariya. When Mahaprabhu passed through Vrindavan, herds of grazing cows saw him pass. Immediately surrounding him began to moo very loudly. Moo very loudly. Gabi gata. Gabi, cows, gata, groups. Chari, they were moving here and there. Hunkara. That's interesting. It says, Bedaya Hunkara Kariya. They surrounded the Lord and made this Hunkara. So I don't know if they made the Hunkara, Gauranga made Hunkara. Because in Chaitanya Bhagavat, we read all the time that in different states of ecstasy, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he's hunkara, he's roaring. Hunkara is, I think, one of the anubhavas in ecstasy. Hunkara, to roar loudly like a lion, or to scream out or cry out. So, crying, roaring cows, okay, hunkara kariya. Prabhupada says they moved very loudly, so I'm sure that they also moved very loudly to see Gopal coming back to Vrindavan, Gauranga. And he also must have roared to see them, because they would be an Udipan to stimulate his Sakyabhav, Sakyaras. Gabi Deki Stabda Prabhu Premera Tarange Vatsale Gabi Prabhur Chate Saba Ange. Seeing the herds of cows approach him, Gauranga became stunned, stumba, with ecstatic love, prema tarange. Waves of ecstatic love washed over his brain and mind and heart because of submersing himself in the Sakyabhav, Sakyaras, remembering all those beautiful pastimes with the coward boys. And then he became stunned, which is, his prema became so accelerated that the septic bhavas went from ashru and trembling and tum, stunned, stumba. Then after stumba is pralaya, swooning and fainting. So it went, hit number 7 on the Richter scale. On the Richter scale of earthquakes, there's 1, 2, 3, 7 is like super shaking, everything, buildings falling. So he, on the earth, his volcano, they say, golden volcano of divine love. So the volcano is erupting and cracking the earth with it. Because oftentimes when a volcano erupts, there's also an earthquake to go with it. Double fun. Hot lava and fall in a big hole. An earthquake's a big hole in hot lava. So you got cover with big hot lava and fall in a big hole. Haribo. Sustahana Prabhu Kare Anga Kadunyan Prabhu Sange Chale Nahi Chari Denu Gan. Cooling down somewhat. Sustahana. Becoming patient, cooling down, pacified. Mahaprabhu began to caress the cows. And the cows, being unable to give up his company, went with him. Denu Gan Chari. Prabhu Sange Chale, we'll go with him. This is the Brahmdrisva Nivartati. They were grazing in the pasturing grounds of Vrindavan, then Gauranga came. So, prema is attractive, akarshan. So he was embracing them, caressing them. Kashte Shriste Dhenu Sava Rakila Goyal. Prabhu Kanta Dwani Shuni Aise Mrigipal. It is only with great difficulty that the coward men were able to restrain their cows and bring them back. Then when Gauranga chanted, all the deer heard his sweet voice and approached him. Prabhu Kanta Dwani. Prabhu Kanta Dwani Shuni Aise Mrigipala. Mrigipala. Flocks of deer. So that means, generally we understand that the deer are attracted, very much controlled and irresistibly attracted to the sweet sounds of the hunter's vamshi. He plays the flute, it's so sweet, but what is it? It's the sweet call of death. Come, it's sweet. Come. Ah, deer, yes. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Boom. Haribo. Sweet call of death. Sounds like Maya's calling. Come, enjoy. It's so sweet. Yeah. Tong. Oh. So this means that deer are attracted to the sweet sound of the flute. So that means that Gauranga's kanta, Prabhu kanta, madu, madu, madu kanta. Very, very sweet. Sweeter than a flute. 5 different tunes. The Saraswati is residing in the throat, it is said. Vag, Ishwari. She controls, she resides in the throat. In the cavity of the throat. And the human being. Saraswati. So, Saraswati, the Adi Saraswati is residing in Gauranga's throat, in his kanta. His kanta is his kant. His lover is in his throat. His kanta is in his kant. Kanta means lover, and Kant means throat. We say Kantimala, you know, Kantimala. So his lover, his Saraswati, is in his throat. His Radha is in his throat. Garanga's in Krishna, Radha's in Krishna's throat. So then Garanga's singing, and the flute is coming from his mouth. And the deer are hearing, is that someone singing? No, it's a flute. I know it's a flute. It's so sweet, so attractive, so compelling, so irresistible. Let's go. Come on. And they run. But they get embraced. They don't get erased. Mriga mrigi muka deki. Mriga mrigi muki. Mriga mrigi muka deki prabhu anga chate. Baya nahi kari. Sange jaya vate vate. When the does and the bucks, the male and female, the deer, right? They came and they saw Mahaprabhu's face, Mukha Deki. They began to lick his body. They thought he was ice cream. You lick ice cream, no? I mean, ice cream cone. I haven't seen one in a long time. 36 years or so, or more. It's like little kids' Leela, no? When you're big, you get a spoon. I'm big now, but it's much more fun. It says, Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Svadana Triptan Hudi Bhakta Sangam. So one of the types of preparation is lick. We don't lick anything. We lick our wounds, right? After people bite our ego and scratch our egos, then we lick our wounds. That's what animals do. They get wounded, so they lick. Like this. Like Nrisimhadev, he licked Prahlad Maharaj. Like a cat licks her babies. This is told in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. I think it's also mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamritam. Big cat. So the cows are licking the body, and the deer have run to Garanga. They're licking his body. Everyone's licking Garanga's body. The cows and the deers must be really, really sweet. Baya nahi kare. They weren't afraid of him. They accompany him along the path. Shuka pika bringa prabhure. Deki pancham khai. Shiki gana nrityakari prabhu age jai. Bumblebees and birds, bringa and pika, cuckoos and parrots, all began to sing loudly on the panchamagaya, the fifth note. The peacocks began to dance in front of the Lord. Wow. How does the Lord stand on his two feet? He's moving along with all this udipan, dancing peacocks and parrots, totas, shuk and chadi, and bumblebees buzzing in the fifth note. Fifth note is, this is the sound of romance, let's say, make it covered somewhat. Sound of romance at the time when lovers are together. This fifth note is sometimes heard. So the parrots and the pika, cuckoos, pika, koel, cuckoos, pika and shuka, they're singing this fifth note. Prabhu deki brindavan hera brikshalata ghane. Ankura pulaka madhu ashu varishane. Upon seeing Mahaprabhu, the trees and creepers of Vrindavan became happy. Their twigs stood up and they began to shed tears of ecstasy in the form of honey from their branches. Madhu ashu varishane. Downpour of rain, downpour of tears of love. So much consciousness. And Vrindavan and Mahimamrita were discussing how everything in Vrindavan is conscious. full consciousness expression from the blade of grass to the kankan, the particle of dust. Kankan bole shi radha radha, that song is there. Vrindavan me kankan bole shi radha radha. Nirvan me bandur bole. Nirvan me bandur bole shi radha radha. The monkeys in Nirvan are chanting Radhe Radhe. That's good. Stay there. Don't come here. But unfortunately, they are here. All conscious entities and all consciously connected with the Lord as His eternal parts and parcels, but tightly and intimately connected with a loving bondage and a loving expression of that bondage and that connection. We're also parts and parcels of the Lord, but we're disconnected, disjointed. So our bondage of love has been something between us. Something has come between the lovers. Something has come between the jiva and the paramatma, between Krishna and us. It's called maya. Unconsciousness. Forgetfulness. Fula fala bhari dhala pari prabhupai bandhu deki bandhu jena bhaita lana jai. The tree branches and creepers overloaded with fruits and flowers fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord and greeted him with various presentations as if they were friends. Swagatam, swagatam, Mahaprabhu, swagatam, welcome. Please take these fruits and flowers. Welcome to the forest. Welcome to your forest of Vrindavan. We've been waiting for your auspicious arrival. So, wait a minute, there's something confusing here. You just said it was November. It's the end of Kartik. Garanga arrived in Vrindavan and Kartik Purnima. Stayed for 2 months, Kartik and Posh. Mrigashirsha and Posh. Why he came from Mrigashirsha? Because he wanted to know how Radharani and Gopis felt in that Purvarag. Why didn't he come in Karti? He came in Mrigashirsha. Kadyayani Mahamayi Mahayogan Irishri Nandagopa Sutam Devim Patime Kurutenama. The Gopis every day in the month of Mrigashirsha, November, December, they worship Kadyayani Ma. Yogamaya, please make Krishna our husband. Patame kurute namaha. Please make him our husband. So this is rather paradoxical. In November 15th, going to December, we have fruits and flowers on the trees of Vrindavan. We just heard there was fruits and flowers. All they're bending down, offering fruits and flowers at the feet of Gauranga. He just came here in Kartik, entering Vrindavan, Vrindavan Gamanam. It's November. It can be the end of Kartik, November 15th, November 16th. For 1 month, 2 months he stayed in Vrindavan. So how is it happening? It's happening because whenever the Lord puts his foot in Vrindavan, it becomes spring. Because that's the most beautiful, rustic, romance-filled month, Chaitra, this Falgun Chaitra, springtime months. So the Vrindavan forest, Vrindadevi is there. Yogamaya and Vrindadevi are there. And Purnamasi, they're there. And Apricot. Oh, Krishna, Radha and Krishna have come. Vrindadevi says, hey, come on, trees, hey. The same thing when Radha and Krishna come to Vrindavan, they come to Radhakund, they go through the 6 seasonal forests. Go from one season to the other. And it's all happening in Kartik, in Bahulastami. There's winter forest, spring forest. So this is the amazing tattva of Vrindavan. Prabhudeki Vrindavanera Stavara Jangama Anandita Bandhu Jena Deki Bandhugan. Thus, this is a summary of what he's doing, describing. Thus all the moving and non-moving living entities of Vrindavan became very Anandita. Anandita. It's not Anand, but Anandita. Ita. Excessively blissful and very jubilant to see Gauranga. It was as if friends were made happy by seeing each other. You see an old friend, oh, Krishna Das, how have you been? We're happy, that's the point, we're happy. So the Lord, that all the trees and the deer and cows are happy to see. And this is told in the Padma Puran, that there's 6 aparats to the Vaishnavas. And one of them is not to be happy upon seeing a Vaishnava. If one sees a Vaishnava, oh, tomorrow by Garunga's mercy we'll continue with his Vrindavan Gamana Leela. It was as if friends were made happy by meeting each other. Anandita Bandhu Jena Deki Bandhugan. Bandhugan, when you see your group of friends, you become jubilant. His friends means love. Sakiras, Saki, Sakibhav, Sakabhav.